intuitively, out-of-stock problems are bad for the store and for the customer. Hey, if the shelves are empty, the store might as well not exist. But somewhere between having every product, color, and size, and completely empty shelves, is a store that's both possible and effective. The goal of out-of-stock impact measurement is to understand when and how seriously out-of-stock conditions impact store performance. To answer this question, you need to be able to measure how product sales shift when out-of-stock conditions happen. It's a kind of assortment analysis in reverse. You'll lose sales as some shoppers simply buy less, or, harder to measure, don't buy at all, and the pattern of products purchased will shift as shoppers substitute alternatives. Not every shift is bad. An out-of-stock condition can improve store performance if shoppers substitute higher-margin products. That's the basic analysis, but not the final answer. To get it right, you need to hold a variety of store factors constant, including seasonal progression, marketing campaigns, and even local store tactics. Store managers shifting display to shift buying to higher inventory items. And, of course, you need to be able to measure whether shoppers shifted to the online channel, because some surely did. And a shift to the online channel is very different than a lost sale. Bottom line, solving the out-of-stock problem demands expertise in POS analytics to do the basic analysis. In-store measurement, like our DM1 platform provides, to hold constant a range of store-specific factors, and digital analytics expertise to measure the online shifts. Is it any wonder this is a problem I love?